USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden will not be sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine right now. Ukrainian President Zelensky had asked for the jets, but President Biden told reporters he doesn't need F-16s. I am ruling it out for now. The United States has provided billions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine since the Russian invasion began a year ago. A flash flood warning in Southern California expired this morning following relentless rains. Drivers telling KTLA they were stuck and had to abandon their vehicles in the rising water.
We were just driving and then it was like a traffic jam here around and we're just driving and the car stopped. It doesn't work.
But Southern California is not out of the woods yet as blizzard warnings remain in place today. The house near the campus of the University of Idaho, where four students were murdered, will be torn down soon.
We're hoping to begin demolition just as quickly as possible and definitely would like to see it come down this semester.
Speaking to KREM-TV, the university's Jody Walker says the reminder still stands of the murders last fall. The owners of the home gave it to the university to be redeveloped for student housing. A pair of economic reports are upbeat about the economy.
Consumer sentiment's on the rise again for a third straight month, according to the University of Michigan. February's last reading ended 3% higher compared to January. Over the longer term, though, people still appear concerned about inflation, and the numbers are still about 20 points below the historical average. Meanwhile, in Washington, the Commerce Department reported the biggest jump in consumer spending in 2 years. Those numbers indicate a recession is unlikely. I'm Karen Sloan.
There's been another earthquake in Turkey. This one a 5.5 magnitude quake. It hit today in the central part of Turkey at a depth of 6 miles. Earthquakes in Turkey have caused enormous damage and left tens of thousands dead. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Five people are dead after a medical transport plane crashed in northern Nevada. That crash happened near Stagecoach, which is about 40 miles southeast of Reno. A pilot, flight nurse, paramedic, patient, and a patient's family member were on board at the time of the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, is doing just fine. Buffett said the company earned just over $30.8 billion in 2022. It's more than a 12% increase from 2021. But even with the big numbers, the fourth quarter wasn't so nice to Berkshire Hathaway, with earnings down nearly 8% year over year. We'll talk about dramatic. The NBA has another one for the record books.
There was already much anticipation for last night's game between the Clippers and Kings in Los Angeles, with Russell Westbrook making his debut for the Clippers. It went to double overtime with Sacramento holding on.
The Kings storm into LA and come up from the tomb to win this.
The call on NBA TV, the final was 176-175, making it the league's second highest scoring game ever. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Attention Walmart shoppers, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is recalling more than 1 million candles sold at Walmart. The glass in the candles can crack, which leads to burns and cuts. Those candles being recalled are Mainstays 3-wick candles with fall and Halloween scents. The candles were sold between September and November of last year. And the Mega Millions jackpot will continue to grow. No one matched all 6 numbers in last night's drawing. Tuesday's jackpot will be worth $145 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.